Hello, and welcome to the Big Tank Aquarium. My name is Jason, and I will be your tour guide today. First off, we will be looking at some sea otters. These lovely creatures live mainly in the northern Pacific Ocean. Even though the otter can walk on land, it also has the ability to live exclusively in the sea. Sea otters eat fish and crustaceans, and are themselves hunted by orcas and sea lions. Sea otters occasionally die from shark bites, although sharks are not known to eat them. Our next creature is one of the largest members of the oceanic dolphin family. Orca, or killer whales as they are sometimes known, are ocean hunters that feed on fish and other marine life such as sea lions, seals, and walruses. Here at the aquarium, we have a show featuring our killer whales, but unfortunately, this show only runs on the weekend. Our next creature, like the whale and the shark, is one of the most popular creatures of the sea. The one you are looking at is a bottlenose dolphin. It likes to live in groups, usually about 15 total in size, although they have been known to live in much larger groups than that. Their diet consists mainly of schools of fish it harvests in groups. Aha! Now, next we have a flightless bird I am sure everyone recognizes. Here we have our collection of penguins. These birds live almost exclusively in the southern hemisphere. They like to feed on many forms of sea life, such as fish, squid, and krill. Because they have no predators on land, they are very friendly to humans. However, they are hunted by leopard seals in the ocean. Speaking of which, in 20 minutes we will be starting our marine circus with our star performers Spanky and Smarty, two trained seals that perform daily at the aquarium. Spanky and Smarty will be retiring soon, though, as we plan to replace their show with two newly trained bottlenose dolphins. So, you might want to make sure to catch the show today. It might be your last chance. Oh, that reminds me. I'm sorry to announce that in preparation of our new jellyfish and squid exhibit, the Big Blue Octopus exhibit is now closed, but we should have it ready for viewing soon. However, we have a virtual tour of this creature you can see online from our website. Well, that's the end of the tour, and if you want seats for the seal show, you should go to the arena soon. It'll begin shortly. Hello, and welcome to the Big Tank Aquarium. My name is Jason, and I will be your tour guide today. First off, we will be looking at some sea otters. These lovely creatures live mainly in the northern Pacific Ocean. Even though the otter can walk on land, it also has the ability to live exclusively in the sea. Sea otters eat fish and crustaceans, and are themselves hunted by orcas and sea lions. Sea otters occasionally die from shark bites, although sharks are not known to eat them. Our next creature is one of the largest members of the oceanic dolphin family. Orca, or killer whales as they are sometimes known, are ocean hunters that feed on fish and other marine life, such as sea lions, seals, and walruses. Here at the aquarium, we have a show featuring our killer whales, but unfortunately, this show only runs on the weekend. Our next creature, like the whale and the shark, is one of the most popular creatures of the sea. The one you are looking at is a bottlenose dolphin. It likes to live in groups, usually about 15 total in size, although they have been known to live in much larger groups than that. Their diet consists mainly of schools of fish it harvests in groups. Aha! Now, next we have a flightless bird I am sure everyone recognizes. Here we have our collection of penguins. These birds live almost exclusively in the southern hemisphere. They like to feed on many forms of sea life, such as fish, squid, and krill. Because they have no predators on land, they are very friendly to humans. However, they are hunted by leopard seals in the ocean. Speaking of which, in 20 minutes we will be starting our marine circus with our star performers Spanky and Smarty. Two trained seals that perform daily at the aquarium. Spanky and Smarty will be retiring soon, though, as we plan to replace their show with two newly trained bottlenose dolphins. So, you might want to make sure to catch the show today. It might be your last chance. Oh, that reminds me. I'm sorry to announce that in preparation of our new jellyfish and squid exhibit, the Big Blue Octopus exhibit is now closed, but we should have it ready for viewing soon. However, we have a virtual tour of this creature you can see online from our website. Well, that's the end of the tour, and if you want seats for the seal show, you should go to the arena soon. It'll begin shortly.